Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back as we continue our interview with writer and artist Alice Cavanaugh-Scober.
Will you treat us to another?
I sure can. Oh, this one's a little bit funny. And it's a little bit further on. It was in the summertime. So things were, I was getting more used to, everything. And I had figured out that I could safely be outside, masked, gloved, and one friend might come by and sit 6 feet away with the wind blowing away from me, you know. And so this was a time when our friend Deborah Peterson was going to stop by. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited. I was going to have a visitor. And this one, I don't know if you can see it, but it includes a photograph.
Ooh, yeah, hold it up there for a second.
My foot kind of sticking out of my skirt waiting, and there's her chair waiting for her. Okay. And this is called Waiting. I ventured outside my front door and readied a seat 6 feet away from mine because my friend was on her way, which in itself was an amazement because since March, I've only seen my friends on screen. And then thinking, why not sit out here and drink a beer whilst I wait? So there I sat happily, eager with anticipation, a friend in person, with gloves on, wearing my face shield, and, of course, upwind, as midsummer's breezy breeze blew and ruffled the leaves in the trees overhead. Eyes closed, content I sighed, against my clear plastic shield, grateful that the dancing air wound and found its way to the sheltered L-shaped corner of our front stoop, and I thought, Someday, no shields, no gloves, no 6 feet, and there will be again lots of hugs. In the meantime, note to self, yes, you can sip a beer under a face shield. So that was just, you know, that was one of those poems that I just felt like kind of the mixture of emotions were all in there, mm-hmm. and trying to connect with that feeling of being in nature. And you know, and at the time I would wear a face shield. I also wore a mask, but this was one of the times where I was wearing a face shield, and you know, you don't feel anything. You don't feel the breeze against mm-hmm. your face, your skin, excuse me, when you're wearing a face shield. You don't feel anything, you know, if you're wearing gloves. So that sensation of trying to describe the breeze and the trees and all that, but not actually feeling it, you know, mm-hmm. it's a little mm-hmm. strange. And just that weird joy of, oh my God, a friend's coming over. I'm going to see a human, you know, was kind of just, you know, I tried to have a little humor and fun in that one, even though it was still pretty, you know, June, we weren't yet at vaccinations being possible, nothing. I mean, now last June was not like a time when the end was near, you know, was still totally like God knows when, you know, so.
Right. Yeah. You know, what's fascinating to me is thinking about how will this book be received now versus 30 years from now, because right now I'm like, this is so relatable. We have all been through, if not to the degree you have, you know, that feeling of like, hey, I can see people, I can hug again.
Yeah.
But how it will also serve 30 years from now for those who did not live through it mm-hmm. to give a little bit of the human insight into what on earth did that feel mm-hmm. like going through this crazy pandemic.
Yeah. And that's really kind of what I was trying to get down on paper. I mean, like I said, there are some poems in here that I wrote just that don't have anything to do with COVID-19, that just came unbidden in for other reasons or whatever. But like the one I was referenced earlier about the holidays, that's something I think almost everybody who's been alive during COVID-19 can relate to. And for future generations, I don't know if they'll get it or not, how different that is from what we've done in the past to what we did this past holiday season and Christmas. for 2020 and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know, but
I'm thinking of if we put on our nice hats just for a split second. Mm-hmm. And you know how we're always analyzing the context mm-hmm. of these events that they lived through.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking, hey, 100 years from now, there'll be some new version of nice yeah. looking back on literature like you've written.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Oh my mm-hmm. gosh, that would be great. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Can I read you my holiday poem? Do we have time
Please
for that?
Do. Okay.
All right. This was holidays 2020. So, you know, in context for those of you who weren't alive and this recording will last forever. this was vaccines were sort of on the horizon. They'd started a little bit under the Trump administration. And then by the holidays, President Biden had been elected and things were starting to kind of feel like they might be better. But as far as like at a local level, a personal level, you know, we knew, Chris and I knew we weren't seeing family for the holidays. He had built the visiting room, which you and I have talked about, my acrylic foyer. We have a foyer that he walled off in acrylic and we would have people come inside there. Mostly Luke and his parents would come over and our son John would come by every once in a while. But for the holidays, you know, it was going to be all Zoom, right? I mean, what else could you do? So here's my poem, Holidays 2020. Settled cozy, I sit, wrapped in shawls and afghans made for me years ago by family and friends, remembering festive moments and opening boxes wrapped in beautiful paper, remembering laughter and hugs and sharing happiness. Remembering, I sit, settled, cozy, gaze fixed, anticipating, waiting for those chimes and that festive moment. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. This is crazy. Okay. Waiting for those chimes and that festive moment when their boxed faces, like beautiful gifts, abruptly appear and light up with smiles, and we wave and shout our hiyas and happy holidays, our voices overlapping like the cacophony of mad thoughts that crash around in my head in long dark nights, and we are together through a distance incalculable. So that's a Zoom holiday, right? You're waiting for those people to show up in their boxes.
I love that metaphor of the present and yeah. the present.
Yeah.
That's great. That's beautiful.
And I really would be anticipating, you know, that moment of the present opening, you know, yeah. and their faces appearing, especially with Luke, our grandson. I have this tradition now where when we Zoom, as soon as I can see that my daughter's logged on and before when his little box is still black, I start singing, "Where's my sweet potato boy? Where's my sweet potato boy?" Because he can hear me before he can see me. Mm-hmm. And so he, you know, he'll know what's happening. He's so smart. He knows anyway, it's me. But I do that. He just always is like leaning forward with this big smile on his face. So he's so sweet. Anyway, so that was holidays. Oh, yeah. So it was not great, but things got better. You know, things mm-hmm. got better.
Yes, an excellent poem.
Coming up, the next part of our interview with artist and writer Alice Cavanis-Gober.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.